mentioned the same note with alarm that Mangaung is collapsing under ANC government and mismanagement. Millions of rands that should be used to fix the roads, provide clean water, and restore dignity to our community are instead wasted on fraudulent overtime claim, a ghost payment, and even salaries to people who have long retired. This is not merely a financial mismanagement. It is a deliberate looting by ANC government that has abandoned the people of Mangaung. While residents live in filth without reliable refuse collection, endure constant water interruption, and risk their lives on potholes-ridden roads, ANC friends and comrades are cashing in through fraud and irregular payment. Mangaung has become nothing more than a piggyback for ANC deployee who treat the municipality as their personal ATM. This culture of theft and corruption has turned the metro into a shame of the Free State and a glaring example of what happened under the ANC rule. ActionSA demanded the following intervention: immediate forensic investigation into all overtime and irregular salary payment, criminal charges against ANC politicians and officials implicated in this fraud, suspension and removal of all corrupt officials who continue to bleed the municipality dry, national intervention to stop Mangaung from being reduced to a rubble under ANC rule. ANC has once again proven that it cannot govern and does not care about the suffering of ordinary citizens. The people of Mangaung are not fools. They know that millions stolen through fraud and overtime scam could be built houses and repair sewage system and deliver the service they deserve. Come 2026 elections, no amount of food parcel, EPWP job will erase the betrayal. The people will remember Mangaung bled under the ANC corruption.